Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Aflac!
American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Little Van Halen bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. Beverly Williams is our guest, our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, an original member of our Brain Trust, an original member of our show. She's the co-author, along with Don Cooper, of the book, The 30-Second Commute, The Ultimate Guide to Starting and Operating a Home-Based Business. And she's our good friend. Beverly Williams, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, and it's always my pleasure.
It's good to have you back.
Well, thank you.
Did we talk last time about what I think are going to be the challenges startups are going to have and home-based businesses are going to have in growing their business because of the credit issue? Did we talk about that last time?
Yeah, we did. We talked about access to capital and how difficult that was going to be.
Okay, I couldn't remember because I'm still feeling really, really badly for startups and which as you well know is a lot of home based business owners mm-hmm. are essentially startups.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Some people plan on staying home based forever and that doesn't mean they're startups, but some people that's the best they can do at the time.
Right.
Anyway, I just have been thinking a lot about that and worrying about that, and I think that's going to affect the landscape for small businesses in the future. I think this is going to be until the credit market opens up again, small businesses of all sizes are going to continue to have a tough time. Not because of their, if they have a good banking relationship, which I do, and I've worked hard to earn that. If they could be okay, but if they've got to have money to grow their business without a lot of a track record, it's going to be tough.
I was at a networking lunch, and we have a networking lunch bunch that meets once a month here in the Garrett County, Maryland area. And we had a bunch of bankers that came this time. And it was very interesting that when they stood up to do their 30-second commercial introduction of themselves, they all basically said the same thing. We have money. We have money to lend, and we're safe. And, you know, if you need some capital, come and see us. But they were talking to existing businesses. And I asked one of them afterwards, what about new businesses? And he said, they need a really tight plan.
Yeah.
And he said, it's not impossible, but it's going to be a little bit more difficult. We talked last time about having a really tight plan that you crossed all the T's and dotted all the
mm-hmm.
I's. It really has to be a solid plan in order to get any kind of capital from the bank. And we also talked about the fact that credit cards are tightening up, and that's not going to be as much of an option for people as it was in the past. That's the way so many of them started
mm-hmm.
20 years ago or even more. One of the things, I got a phone call yesterday after the election results were in, a person I had been sort of working with off and on over probably the last 6 months or so to get a business started, and she called and she said, I want to know what you think this is going to mean, the election results are going to mean for my business startup. Is there going to be more help for me as a small business? And I said, you know, I don't think whoever is in there is going to make a difference at this point, excuse me, as far as immediate change.
And especially for a startup.
Especially for startups.
Yeah.
Nobody has the ability to snap their fingers and make all this go away. No matter who is in the White House or on Capitol Hill, it's going to take time to turn this around. So if you've been holding your breath waiting for this instantaneous miracle, it's not going to happen. It's like every other opportunity, if you're a small business startup, whether it's home-based or not, you're going to have to make the opportunities for yourself, and that means being very, very diligent in your research, in your idea,
mm-hmm.
How you put it together and where you get your resources from is going to take some thought and some time. So I really encourage people not to rush into anything. Don't Don't quit your day job. If you have one right now, don't quit it yet. If you are one of those unfortunate ones who are seeing the handwriting on the wall or have already been handed the pink slip that you've been downsized, then talk to a counselor like me and try and see where your starting point is, what your options are as far as business startup.
Mm-hmm. And don't get the idea that you're going to start a business and start taking payroll out of it, as we've talked about many times.
Right.
In the first week or month or even first year.
Right.
That's the reason the smart people go ahead and start their small business if they want to have a business. The really smart ones, I think, who have a job, if it's at all possible, is they start building that business on the side while they're working. I mean, they, you know, instead of you know, maybe they drop off one of their things that they like to do for fun, and they find that fun in building a business.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they're not doing business, they're researching, they're building this plan, they're tightening up the plan. You know, another thing, Beverly, this is a time when all small businesses should really focus more on the growing organically, which means that letting customers be your capital source. I mean, there's no better capital than the sale and the revenue from a customer.
That's right. Go ahead. I was just gonna say it is easier to work with your existing customers. It's less costly to keep those customers than it is to try and build a new customer. New customers are great, don't get me wrong. But if you haven't been keeping in touch with your current customers or previous customers, by all means, that should be part of your marketing plan. They are the ones that, like you say, yeah, that's the organic income. I like that. I like that very much.
Well, that's, you know, you can grow your business organically through customers, or you can grow it by borrowing money and trying to create something to make people want to come. Well, what if you borrow the money and they don't come?
That's right.
How do you know you built something of value? And I'll tell you something else. Nothing gets a banker more excited than a business with customers.
That's right. Exactly right.
If you want to get your banker over on your side, step in those traces and pull in the harness with you. If you want to see them do that, get some customers.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell them what a great job you've done of raising investment capital. That doesn't impress them at all.
No, not at all.
Beverly, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, it's almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Beverly Williams. Her book, she and Don Cooper wrote the book, The 30-Second Commute, and I encourage you to check it out wherever books are sold. We'll be right back. Here are the Rascals to take us out.
For small business, American Family.
Across the vein of night, there cuts a path of searing light, burning like
the late great Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen. That song is called The Nexus from the Innocent Age album. It's maybe the best album I've ever owned. And I've owned a lot of albums. The Nexus from the Innocent Age album. That's my favorite song. It's the first one, too, by the way, on that. It's a huge album. It's like 30 songs or something like this. It's magnificent. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Beverly Williams is our guest, the co-author of The 30-Second Commute. My website's, by the way, folks, and Beverly is all over all of our websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz.biz. I hope you'll check those out. Using to your advantage, we are so close. We are literally hours, ladies and gentlemen, we are now hours away from launching the brand new website at the same address, at smallbusinessadvocate.com. That URL has not changed. It's been there since 1997. And we're going to launch the new one, looks like, tomorrow for the weekend. So check it out when you get a chance. And I'm really excited about this. I'll know a lot more tomorrow, and I'll keep you posted. Beverly, you're talking about you were about to tell us a story. Someone that you've been working with, right?
Well, actually, no. It was some interesting information from the networking luncheon.
Oh yeah, the luncheon.
This is something that another small business owner and I put together, just sort of impromptu. It's very casual. Once a month, we meet at a local restaurant somewhere in the area, and whoever comes, and we have a little topic, and usually the topic is something about marketing or networking. Mm-hmm. And yesterday's was marketing tips, and so we had a little presentation, and while people were eating, we asked them to talk among themselves about their worst and best marketing tips. And we continually come back to, no matter what the economy, no matter what your business, networking is still the most effective method, that and word of mouth, which
yep.
is part of the networking.
Networking and referrals.
Right. And I asked everybody, you know, what is it, how often do you get out of your office, whether it's home-based or commercial-based, how often do you get out of your office to network? And some of it admitted that the only formal time that they get out to network is this networking luncheon that they do. And I encourage them to do other things such as joining the chamber and going to their various...
Joining a civic group.
Yeah.
Volunteer for something.
Volunteer. Those kind of things. You know, so many people were sort of down about the economy and what was going on in the world. And I said, you know, you can't look at those things. We've talked over the last month or so about turning off the TV, you know, only reading the social pages of the newspaper,
right.
whatever it takes to get your mind...
The comics are still good.
Yeah, out of that negativeness that is so prominent right now in our news, and move into the positive aspect of, wow, I'm going to go out, I'm going to talk about my business, and I'm going to give some information that will be helpful to somebody. I'm going to look for some information that will help me. I'm going to make some contacts. I'm going to get out there and toot my own horn and talk about what I do and why that is of value to somebody, a potential customer. And so we practiced our 30-second commercials and talked about how that can be so effective and why. And people left there yesterday excited.
You know, another thing that happens when you do that, you find out that other people, if there are problems, other people have the same problems. You're not the mm-hmm. only one with those problems.
Right.
You find out that maybe things aren't as bad as you've cooked them up to be in your head.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, exactly.
You know, and you get energized. I mean, people, you know, all this, I keep, not a week goes by that I don't quote the most famous line from John Nesbitt's book, Megatrends. He said, yes, we will have high tech, but we will still always want and need high touch.
Right. Yes. That's it. So, so very true. I agree with that 150%. The face-to-face contact, if you can't do it that way, you know, the personal touch of picking up the phone, calling somebody and saying, just wanted to touch base and see how things are going for you, whether it's a potential customer or a fellow business person. You know, you can call networking groups,
yep.
whatever form they are, the therapy groups for small businesses. It does help to know that you're in that same boat with everybody else, and everybody's rowing, so get on board and keep going as well.
You know, I make sure that if I'm working on something, if I'm communicating with somebody, every so often I don't send an email back, I pick up the phone and call them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Every so often, I make sure that I hear their voice, they hear my voice.
Yes.
I think that's important, don't you?
I do. I very definitely do, Jim. I think that...
Is that our generation? Do the young people, the younger generations, do they not seem to need that? I mean, is that... And if that's the case, I think that's a mistake.
Well, I agree with you. I have grandkids that all they do is instant message and
text
email.
Each other. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't even pick up the phone when I call their cell phones to say hello. They text me back, say hi, Grandma. Yeah, I think it is a generational thing, Jim.
That kind of hurts my feelings.
But it just shows our age, but we have to adjust to the world.
But this is something I think the young people can learn from us.
Yes.
You and I learn texting from them, but they can learn high touch a little bit from us, I think.
Yes, they can. And
I've been talking to the young folks about that. You know, there are a lot of things that I learned from the young folks around me, but I remind them that, you know, there's a couple of things that I've learned that I can pass along to them, and sometimes they listen to me, Beverly. Hey, Beverly, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. She's also the co-author of The 30-Second Commute. If you're home-based or want to be, you got to have that book. Quick break. Here's a little Steely Dan taking us out. We're all the way up to our good friend, Russell Brown. Stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.